AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is tweeting a warning. Don't let the fake media tell you he's changed his position on the border wall. We're hearing the president is willing to drop a demand that a down payment for the wall be included in a spending bill that must pass by midnight Friday. If that bill doesn't pass, the government will have to start shutting down on Saturday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
He's now signaling he'll put off the demand, telling conservative reporters he'd be willing to revisit the issue in September. Hours after criticizing his demands, Congress's top two Democrats praise the apparent shift, with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi saying wall funding had been an obstacle in bipartisan talks. The White House says it's very confident the government will not shut down.
The U.S. 7th Fleet says two of its destroyers are conducting exercises in the waters off the Korean Peninsula. There are reports that North Korea may try to conduct another nuclear test soon. We're learning how the Chicago airport officer who dragged a screaming doctor off an overbooked United flight described the incident at the time. Here's our Shelley Adler.
Chicago's aviation department released the officer's version of the April 9th incident for the first time. Earlier this month, Dr. David Dow's lawyer said the 69-year-old Kentucky doctor suffered a broken nose and broken teeth. In his report, the officer, James Long, said that Dow was flailing his arms. He further explained when he pulled Dow from his seat, the doctor knocked his arms away, then fell and struck his mouth on an armrest. Dow's lawyer says he will file a lawsuit.
Unpaid White House advisor Ivanka Trump says her father, the president, is encouraging her to, quote, fully lean into this opportunity. She spoke at a conference in Berlin focused on women. This is AP Radio News. After losing her husband suddenly, Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg says she knows now that not everybody can lean in. Here's our Warren Levinson.
Sheryl Sandberg wrote a book urging women to lean in a few years ago. Now, 2 years removed from the sudden death of her husband, Dave Goldberg, she realizes she knew nothing about self-confidence.
I wrote a whole book for women on self-confidence, but when Dave died, it made me feel like I couldn't do anything. You know, how could I do a good job at work when I could barely get through a meeting without crying?
Sandberg says most public and corporate policies don't give grieving workers enough time off to recover themselves. And for everyone who's ever avoided a grieving friend or colleague for fear of saying the wrong thing, she says, don't. Sandberg's new book is called Option B. Warren Levinson, New York.
Tennis Hall of Famer Ilya Nastasi says he's considered a bad boy because he speculated last week on the skin color of the baby Serena Williams is expecting. She is black. Her fiancé is white. She writes that his comments are racist. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.